In your Bibles, please, for the final chapter of 1 Chronicles, chapter 29. First Chronicles chapter 29, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God, the gold for things to be made of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and the brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, onyx stones and stones to be set, glistering stones, and of diverse colors, and all manner of precious stones and marble stones in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of mine own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, even 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the houses withal, the gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of artificers. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Then the chief of the fathers and the princes of the tribes of Israel and the captains of thousands and of hundreds with the rulers of the king's work offered willingly and gave for the service of the house of God of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams and of silver 10,000 talents and of brass 18,000 talents and 100,000 talents of iron. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasure of the house of the Lord by the hand of Jehiel the Gershonite. And when the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord, and David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. For we are strangers before thee and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee an house for thine holy name cometh of thine hand and is all thine own. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart have I willingly offered all these things, and now I have seen with joy thy people which are present here to offer willingly unto thee. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee. And give unto Solomon my son a perfect heart to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and do all these things, and to do all these things, and to build the palace for the which I have made provision. And David said to all the congregation, Now bless the Lord your God. And all the congregation blessed the Lord God of their fathers, and bowed their heads and worshipped the Lord and the king. And they sacrificed sacrifices unto the Lord, and offered burnt offerings unto the Lord on the morrow after that day, even 1,000 bullocks, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 lambs with their drink offerings and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel, and did eat and drink before the Lord on that day with great gladness. And they made Solomon the son of David king the second time, and anointed him unto the Lord to be the chief governor, and Zadok to be priest. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. And all the princes, the mighty men, and all the sons likewise of King David submitted themselves unto Solomon the king. And the Lord magnified Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed upon him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel. Thus David, the son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel, and the time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor, and Solomon his son reigned in his stead. Now the acts of David the king, the first and the last, behold, they are written in the book of Samuel the seer, and in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the book of Gad the seer, with all his reign and his might, and the times that went over him, and over Israel, and over all the kingdoms of the countries. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. In the first section, I have that as verses 1 through 9, what I'd like to highlight for you is the election of God. God's choice. It wasn't up to David who would build the temple. David wanted to build it, but the Lord made choice instead of Solomon. And so David shows himself here to be satisfied with God's choice. This is a great example for us. We may not have the calling that we thought we would have. We may not have the family we thought we would have. We may not have the station in life we thought we would have. We may not even have the ministry we thought we might have in the house of the Lord. But we're happy with the Lord's choice. We know it is for our good. We know that the Lord does all things well. The other thing to be remembered here is that the one who was to build the house would probably not have been man's choice. He's young and tender. No. As we used to say when we were sitting down with others to sell an electrical job, we'd say, no. You want some men on your team with a little bit of gray hair, with a little bit of experience, with a little bit of know-how, with a little bit of savvy, a little bit of gravitas. Solomon here is said to be young and tender, yet he is the Lord's choice. The Lord has done mighty things with young men as he has lifted them up and given them strength and stature to do the work that he has set before them. Yes, it is the way it is the ordinary way to have a very important task given to someone with experience. But Solomon was young and tender, yet he was the Lord's choice. So, beloved, the Lord is able to save by many or by few. He is able to build by youth or by age, by inexperience or by experience, as he sees fit. As long as the situation is lawfully undertaken, lawfully done. Beloved, let us rejoice like David and Solomon rejoiced. Secondly, notice that there are two offerings that David offers. The first that he offers is an offering out of the stock and store of the nation's treasury as king. There's a lot we could say about that. Want to take just a minute to say that some have brought that into the New Testament and said that the nation in which a godly church exists, that if that nation has a Christian profession itself nationally, then the civil magistrate ought to be building churches and paying ministers' salaries and providing in that way. And may I say that this has always proven to be a sad undertaking in the end. Rather, for me, I believe that this situation here in Israel is a unique situation. It does not involve an example for us that is to be had in every age. What we want is independence from the civil authority and yet a coordinate authority with them. We don't want independence such that there is such an absolute separation of church and state, like the Jeffersonian doctrine, that the church never has anything to say to the state, or there is no religious test for holding office in the state. We don't want that. We want all of our leaders to be Christians, godly Christian men, who have membership in the true church of Jesus Christ and are under the authority of elders as far as their labors go, just like every other calling would be. But we don't want to receive gifts from the state, because gifts always blind the eyes of those who receive them, and they always come with strings attached. All right, so let's move on from that. Notice also that David gave willingly out of his own stock and store, beyond committing some of the nation's treasury to the building of the house. This tells you, doesn't it, how opulent and how wonderful this house was to be. But it also tells you that David put his money where his mouth is. David desired to contribute to that himself. We might think, David was the youngest son of a poor family. Where did he get all of that gold and silver in his own private stock that he could give up? Well, remember, David was a mighty warrior, and there were many, many times where they stripped the slain of their gold and silver. Well, that wasn't put to waste, was it? It was put to good use in dedicating it to the house of God. All right, so then in verses 10 through, 22, we have David calling the people of the land, right, all of the nobles, and notice that his example becomes a contagious example for them, and they do the same thing. They give of their own stock and store. And so we learn the power of a good example here. The power of a good example. The encouragement that a good example is. And then David takes that example and that joy and that praise, he takes it to the Lord in this second section. He will talk about God's greatness, his power, his glory, his victory, his proprietorship over all things. And this is an interesting point to remember, isn't it? The focus that you have sitting in your pew right now, the breath that you take, the energy that you have, the breakfast that you ate that is helping you to stay alert right now, all of those are God's gifts. And he claims an ownership in them, a propriety in them. And he says, you give those things in that proper way back to me. And this is what David says here. We've only given you that which you have given to us first. And so because all that we have is a gift from God, we recognize that we are simply stewards of God's good gifts. And that the first statement of ownership upon anything that we have, whether it's energy, strength, talent, smart, savvy, whether it's material goods, whether it's that love for the Lord himself, whether it's that all of those spiritual gifts, they come from him. He has showered us with those gifts, and we are then required to give them back to him. And this is, in the public worship, one way that we do that. Okay, so then David addresses the congregation, bless the Lord your God, worship him, and they did so, and Solomon was anointed again in the presence of the people. And then the chapter closes with Solomon taking his place. It says here, the second time. We'll remember that that came in a couple of steps because of the challenge that rose up. And so while we don't go through any of the palace intrigue here, the end of that is found here where it says, and all of the brethren of Solomon, sons of David, were loyal to King Solomon. We recognize from reading 2 Samuel, that took a bit, didn't it? It took a little bit for that to be worked out. But notice here Ezra, for his purpose, because now we're rushing toward the building of that temple, aren't we, in 2 Chronicles. And so he says, everybody was loyal. And that is true as far as it goes. All right, so then we have the reign of David for 40 years. He died in a good old age, seeing his prosperous children after him. For the sake of time, we have to close it up there. But there are a few things that we can catch on to. Let's stand then.